coming from an underdeveloped country, you have to give back. And that a way to give back, she had it very sure since very early childhood, was to help children. That a child that is not helped will never be equal to a child that had assistance, food, nutrition, good education. So inequality began so very early, and Shakira decided to fight out.
Majestades, presidentes, presidentas, estamos aquí para plantearles la creación de una gran alianza entre el sector público y la sociedad civil para proteger a los seres más frágiles de nuestra región, los niños.
We have a conflict of displacement of such large proportions, 3 million IDPs, of which 800,000 are younger than 18. So she decided to focalize there, that is nutrition, that is good education, that is psychological support. And then we said, how do we make it sustainable when a mama or a father of these kids, if they have a family, earns less than $1.5 a day? So we decided, let's get together and let's try to involve the mothers.
That's the kitchen in our school, and the mothers of the children, most of the mothers that we've been meeting with, they work here and they receive a salary. So this school also generates income for all these heads of family and mothers who've been displaced due to the violence.
That is how we molded the model, the Pies Descalzos model, something that begins with a very early childhood development and ends with the father, the mother. That is why we invest so much in good infrastructure. Shakira has made a personal effort. Over $5 million of her own resources have gone to infrastructures. And that is how the school becomes the center of life for a community that may not have, they don't have a bathroom, they don't have running water, they don't have electricity, there's still a tiny electricity from the municipality. So the School of Open Doors is our methodology in which, like, a family, a community, a neighborhood, a city can transform, and you have good citizens and maybe less children going to delinquency or to drug trafficking or to guerrilla movements.
Casey Dayana and Angie Damari. They both study in our school, and their mother, she was displaced a few years ago in 1996, displaced by the conflict and the internal war and the guerrillas. Basically, she had to run away with her two daughters, and they established here, and now they go to the Pies Descalzos school, and she's studying as well. She's trying to finish her high school.
School has to be like the place you want to go. It's better than home. You find all the tools you need. You can play, you can go to the library, you can use the tools of information or digital information. And that has helped us improve the quality according to the public state standards to a very high level. Indeed, that has given us already 28 of our students are high degree and have been able to enter the best universities in Colombia.
Cada día que vienen a la escuela, yo estoy pensando en ustedes, estoy pensando en que están felices, y eso me hace muy feliz, saber que están estudiando, que están aprendiendo y que quieren ser personas de bien en la vida, ¿sí? Eso es lo único que yo quiero, ese es mi más grande regalo, ¿sí? Que sean, que algún día se gradúen de la escuela y que vayan a la universidad y que estudien una carrera y que les sirvan a la sociedad, ¿sí?
Being in the field makes you cry once in a while, and that I think is healthy, because it is a cry out of saying this cannot happen and we have to change the history of our country and inspire others.
Thank you.